The Harvey Norman third quarter highlights.
Went to Brown, then he took it back off him. The kick was aimed towards McDonald, Tip and Woody. It was too long for him. The ball spills free. Oh, look at the zig from Tip and Woody. Snapping ball. Gee whiz, that is the goal of the day. The kick was too long for him, Brownie, but he didn't give up. And then his sidestep was just David Campese-like. And then he buried it from about 35.
It was set up for McKenna to spoil, but McZerha was good. And then he drives a really good kick into the path of Turner. Shares it by hand now with Pollock. And then Pollock's short kick is good for Higgins, who just turns his back and says, I'm going to have a shot. He did the old turn the back, turn around, feign to do the Gary Ablett Senior and think about passing, and which he was never going to do.
Fed it by hand to Merritt. He tried to feed it to Parrish by left boot. Missed the target, but Parrish picked it up. Got it to Guelphy. Guelphy steers a handball out to Brown. Tucked in the pocket. Snapping towards goal. I tell you what, I was critical before of Mitch Brown. He's just kicked a goal of the day. He's second of the day. And that was sensational. From 40 metres out, I said he was tucked on the boundary line, Kingy, and he threaded the eye of the needle. Cale Hooker, another rock of Gibraltar, goes to Ridley. Now the Bombers are under a bit of pressure. Oh, no! Redmond, a comedy. An absolute comical mistake. Bend over, son, and pick up the footy. He tried to sort of stop it with his foot, just to explain it to you. Went straight for nutmegged him, and Ben Brown picked it up. We were just talking about him, and he's kicked a goal.
The Harvey Norman third quarter highlights.